What would you call a bunch of old worthless stuff that you're about to throw away?
We call that junk.
Did you ever have a room that you used to store odds and ends and junk and
things? I don't know, but I think they called them junk rooms, didn't they?
Yeah. Did you ever have a junk room?
I don't think so. Because there's so many of us, we had to use all the space there was. No, we didn't have one.
Speaking of the housework, what would you say that a woman does every morning? Or maybe once a week if she's lazy.
Mama swept the floors every day. I don't know of any other job that would be.
Well, say the whole house is dirty, and she's got company coming over, so she's going to have to do what to the house? I mean, just a word that sort of includes
the whole house is dusted, I guess.
Okay, all right. What else would she do? Besides dusting and sweeping, she'd probably what?
Well, she would mop floors where they was good mop them, you know, where there was no rug.
Yeah.
Carpets.
That's hard work. I mean,
housework, oh, goodness, that's hard work.
Yeah.
Woman works harder than anybody in the world, and she don't know it.
Well, that's the truth. Yeah, don't tell them.
I'd hate to be a woman to come to that job.
I know. Wait, this summer when I had my garden, we had it worked out where I'd work in the garden and get that stuff done, and Buddy would, my husband would do the house stuff, you know, and, well, he hated it.
it was good that he'd do that and give you a chance to get outside and mount stuff that made it easy on both of you.
It was nice. Let's see. If your clothes are dirty, to get the clothes ready to wear, you have to do...
Now? Or back on it?
Well, both.
Well, they washed and ironed them. And then they hung them out on the clothesline outdoors to dry.
Yeah.
You know, when they were wet.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to iron anything anymore, hardly.
Well, you say we're in trouble when it comes to that, though. We're losing the benefit of good old soft cotton.
I heard
the other day, last week, that they've affected the way now they can make cotton, all cotton, hold its shape just like...
Oh, really?
And that'll go over. Won't that be a wonderful thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that came out. They've been experimenting for years on that and bring the cotton sales up, you know. Because we have to export a lot of our cotton now. We use synthetics and get away from that synthetic.
Yeah.
No, they said they had that perfected. They could use 100% cotton and it would stay pressed and it just as good.
That would be
great. Not the hard way. It may be a year or two before we get that, you know. Don't tell them how long before. But no. This year, polyester's all right in automobile tires. And that tape you play in there, but when you put it next to your body, it's cold, it's hot.
It's like wearing rubber.
It sure is. And you can take one of those cloths, you can't wash your car with it.
Yeah.
It won't hold water and you'll scratch.
That's true.
I was asking somebody the other day, where could you get all cotton piece of goods, all cotton? If it was a sheet, blanket, or just an odd strip of undershirts now got the polyester.
And
I don't guess you can buy them without it. See, they make good
I know you can't bleach them, you know, when they've got polyester in them.
Is that right? I thought that something happened to some of mine. It's still turned yellow.
That may have been it. If you put chlorine bleach in there, they'll turn yellow.
Oh, well, goodbye.
Now, you can use some, there's some kinds of bleach that isn't chlorine bleach. It says on there, you know, you can use it with permanent press clothes and you can use that, but you can't use just like Clorox or
Well, I'll go ahead and wear yellow white.
That's, when I was in high school, we used to have these wool socks, you know.
All wool?
Yeah, they're all wool. Mm-hmm. And, let's see, what was it? It seems like you couldn't put them in the dryer or something, or they turn yellow.
I imagine.
And if your mother washed your socks, and put them in the dryer, and your socks turned yellow. And this was a great disgrace, you know, in high school. And finally, my mother did it. She washed my socks and threw them in the dryer, and then I had these yellow wool socks. It was terrible.
Well, they were white to start with, though, wasn't
they? Yeah, they were.
Oh, yeah. Well, if there'd been any other color...